All right, so let's get back to the Gemara. Now let's start the Gemara. Right, let's not get off on a tangent over here right now. It is a tangential issue right now, whether the deraisa, whether it's three or four with the deraisa. It doesn't really matter for our purposes right now. Because the point is, whatever, however you're going to learn, midrabanan, there's an entity of mavoi. And mavoi has a takana of a korah and a lechi. And that's what we're examining. We're examining the structure of what qualifies as a mavoi and what qualifies as a lechi and a korah. Okay? All right. Let's start the Gemara. Tanan and Hosam. Funny Gemara. Yeah, so the Gemara asks the question. It says, how come by Sukkah the Mishnah says, if it's Gavol Lamala Masrim Amo Psula? And by the Mavoi, it says Yimait. How come by the Sukkah it says Psula? And by the Mavoi, it tells you to fix it. Tells you how to fix it. Rashi Tani, you might. Lo Tani Puzzle. How come it says lower it? Doesn't say Puzzle. Alright. I mean, the Gemara is assuming a very strict rule to how the Mishnayosin speak, conformity to a certain pattern. Okay. I guess they're both very mayor. They're both for the same Stam Tak Stam Mishnah. How come it speaks about it differently? Okay, so Rashi Rashi says why? He says the Gemara says that sukkah is what? Sukkah de oraisa tani psula. Yeah. It's interesting. So Rashi inserts some words over here, right? What is he saying? No. Before that. It's interesting, Rashi. The time of the Dada Raisa.
What's the purpose of the whole Rashi?
The whole Rashi is a problem.
Yeah, I don't understand what it's doing there. I know it's the Raisa.
Right, I'm saying he's adding something.
Yeah, what's he adding to Tani Psula?
No, what's he adding to Sukkah Daraisa? Is the question I'm asking.
Okay. I'm saying, but I don't see why he has to say anything beyond his explanation he gives in the next Rashi.
So you have the same question I do. Very good.
What do you mean? Time he does, seems like he's just trying to point out the fact that Sukkah is also operating through Hada.
In other words, because the plain shot is that because Sukkah is the mitzvah is the Raisa.
Right.
Right? He's trying to take you away from that. Don't think it has to do with the stringency of the mitzvah. Don't think it has to do with a mitzvah doraisa versus a mitzvah midrabanan.
It's the
shir doraisa. It's the taima di doraisa. Right? That the reason for the shir of 20 amos by sukkah is a doraisa reason. Right? The reason is midrabanan. Right, milaman yedu dorasechem. They should sit in the sukkah, and you should see the schach. So what does that do with anything? So still, why does it make it appropriate to say psula? So now he says, so since it's already from the time of Moshe, this midah was given. Right, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a mitzvah midraisa. It has to do with the fact that the tam was the. Tam preceded the Rabbanon. Right? So, the whole institution, the whole reason.
He means structural Tam. Right?
He means the structural Tam.
Yeah.
Right. So, that preceded the Chachamim.
How long was that in the next one? What would I be misunderstanding?
The entire thing. Just the entire thing. So now the Mishnah is coming to explain the din from Moshe, right?
What are they explaining exactly? Meaning
they're codifying it now, right?
That's what you're saying. The Farish means, because Rashi makes it sound like you wouldn't know that it's that if you failed to do it, then it was puzzle. Were it not for the fact that the Chachamim explained it, they're saying the Farish Lacha being lo asakein psula. It makes it sound like they received this shear from Sinai.
Of the mind
then,
or is it
right? And you wouldn't, apparently you wouldn't know if you didn't make it, that if you made it above 20, that was puzzle. And then the Chamir was
I think that, you mean, what does he mean that they're coming to be mafarish?
Right. They're being mafarish that if you don't do it this way, that's psula. Isn't that implicit in the fact that the Duras is giving you a shear? I mean, you don't have shearim in Torah that are just like optional, right? I mean,
you don't normally have anything like that.
Right.
That is b'di'evit good.
Right.
That's what Tosfos actually learns differently. That so you wouldn't think that by deraisa you wouldn't think by derabani you might think it's b'di'evit okay. Right. I think he has a sheet like that. Daf l'chatchila. Yeah. I thought initially he meant that they're coming to codify, they're coming to put a precise number of 20.
Oh.
That's what I thought initially.
Because
he said. I know, but they're coming to explain that Kvarmi was Moshe Nitna Midazo. It's true. Bochum Lefarish Lecha. That was.
See,
yeah.
It makes sense.
He's just trying to say that you already have the essential institution in the positive.
Right.
The chumral they're coming to teach you what happens if you don't do it in the positive structure.
Right.
Whereas the Rabbanan, we don't know about the
I understand the Rabbanan part. He just bothered. Why does he say they're coming to be mefarish? That if you don't do it, it's psula. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a havamina that if you do it, if you don't do it, it wouldn't be the kshera? No, that's too much of a deer.
Right. But it's just funny that he said,
you know. Can you teach us what the measurements are?
No. Not
more than just telling you what the measures are. Right. Telling you that it's psula if you don't follow it.
Right. I mean, they had the measure.
How are we supposed to know?
I don't know. That's your problem.
You go to find the measurements. What are the measurements that were given at Sinai? There's already a few.
And those were
known. In other words, Rashi's going like this. When it says sukkah, what does it say over there? Sukkah, shehi, gavoa, lamala, me esrim, ama. That is a reference to something old. Mm. Right? That's the way he's learning it.
Right.
The sukkah that we all know about, that's higher than 20 amos, we all know about that because we know that there's a midah of 20 amos. We already know, before we get to the Mishnah, that there are two kinds of sukkah. Right? There's a sukkah that conforms to the midah of 20 amos from Yemos of Moshe, and a sukkah that doesn't conform to the midah of 20 amos. Right? And now it's coming to explain the din about the sukkah that does not conform to the midah of that existed from the Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So that's what it means. With the sukkah that you already know about, that's Gavoa Master Mama, is Psula. That's what's coming. Saying it's coming to add one, it's coming to be Mefarish, to clarify.
So doesn't he really know about it?
No. He's saying.
You mean chronologically or you mean conceptually already know?
What do you mean?
Chronologically, I
you mean chronologically a who? You mean the Tana?
Yeah, it's not like the
Tana who's writing the Mishnah.
Why did you already apprehended this idea? It's that conceptually these ideas were pre-existing, and now they're just telling you.
The Mishnah is the Torah Shebal Peh, right? Okay. So that segment of Torah. Already, he says the Mishnah's code is being mefarish the halachas of Torah Shabbat Peh. But the halachas of Torah Shabbat Peh pre-exist the Mishnah.
Right? The Mishnah ever gives measurements? Because not everyone knows them. It's not like when the Mishnah says the wall should be 4 amos high.
No, because then it's getting the same problem. Then it should say the sukkah has to be 20 amos high. Can't be the schach. It has to be lower than 20 amos high. And if it's higher than 20 amos, it's psula. It doesn't tell you how to build the sukkah over here. It's not telling you how to build the sukkah. That's its whole point. Isn't that its whole point? Isn't that its whole point? Right? But by mavoi, dekol ikoreha derabonanu, lo shayach lememar be loshon paslos, sharei kan hischilu laharoscha iske mavoi visarosov. Umay psul shayach lememar, kati loho diucha rabonan shiureha behachi. Delisni im lo osa kain, pasol. Rashi can't be clearer.
Yeah.
right? It can't be clearer. He's saying, by the mavoi, this is the introduction of the whole concept of mavoi. So to say mavoi shehu gavoa me'esramama psula is possible, that would be assuming you already heard of the mavoi, right? But the Mishnah is introducing the concept of mavoi, right? So when it's introducing the concept of mavoi, it should tell you its requirements. It should tell you how to make it, right? What's it saying? It's hischilu haroscha iske mavoi v'sarosa. How is it possible to say puzzle? It didn't even tell you what its shiurim are.
We were saying that it's like if you open up a recipe book and it says put more than 5 cups of flour, it's no good. Without
right.
telling you what the, to tell you what the recipe is.
Right. It can't say what's it referring to tell you it's
no
good. There's nothing to refer to. Now, as Rashi's learning, Yima'et is telling you how to make a mavoi. Right? In other words, Rashi's learning, mavoi shehu gavoa me'esra mama. Yima'et is a way of saying, make the mavoi, place the mavoi no higher than 20 amos. That's what it's telling you. The Mishnah is telling you, place the mavoi no higher than 20 amos. So it's a very elegant way of putting it. Right? That the mavoi that's higher than 20 amos, lower it. Meaning to say, it's telling you in a very succinct way that it can be lower than 20, but it can't be higher than 20. You have to place it. If you want to make a mavoi, this is how you make it. Right? Make the mavoi, place the mavoi, place the korah lower than 20, or 20 and below. Right? But there's no need to say that there's no need to say that by the sukkah, because you already know that you're supposed to put the sukkah at 20 or below.
Where do I know that?
From Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the Mishnah is not talking to a blank slate.
No, I know, but why are they telling you?
Right. The Mishnah, hold on. The Mishnah is not talking to a blank slate. You ever see the Mishnayos about tzitzis? Right, when we discussed this last year, there's very little information in the Mishnah. So the Rambam says, how come the Mishnah doesn't elaborate how to make tzitzis? Because everyone knew how to make tzitzis. It was you don't have to teach things that everybody knows.
It is interesting because it could be that.
In other words, he's saying that Miyamos Moshe Rabbeinu there was 20 amos. Apparently, everybody knew about the shear of 20 amos, but maybe they were unclear if it was really a psul midaraisa or not a psul midaraisa. So the Mishnah is telling you, no, that sukkah that is higher than 20, that is psula. Don't think it's just a kiyam or a nice idea or something like that. It really is psula. It really is psula. So how would you know this mavoi is possible? It's illogical to say mavoi. Ms. Rashi is saying it's illogical to say possible by the mavoi. Right? Isn't that what he's saying? The question is, what is preferable to say? Right, Rashi seems to be saying that it's over here on the first answer, saying it's illogical. It doesn't make sense. What does it say? It's not shayach. It's not shayach to say lashon of posel, because you haven't introduced the thing yet.
I mean, when you think to refer to, then posel is a statement about the thing.
Right, posel is a statement about the thing. But the thing is a shiurim. The thing is with its shiur.
Right.
No?
Right, so
what is a korah? Right, a korah is the crossbeam that's placed 20 amos or below.
So, I mean, when the rabbanan are presenting something new, they have to tell you what they're talking about, then they have to say it's puzzle if it's in a certain way.
If they want to say it's puzzle,
right,
that's
they it. Right, they want it, right. Or they can say it's kind of, but I mean...
Right.
But they can't say it, the point is they can't say it's puzzle until... until you have the thing you're talking about.
It's not shy to say something, to speak like that. Not shy to say puzzle, referring to a thing that you haven't even defined yet.
Is the underlying question here that it should have said
it also, but he's explaining why it wouldn't be able
right.
To say
Rashi never says you have to say the psula by the sukkah. He just says it's shayach over there. It's shayach there and it's not shayach here. Right. And the implication is that preferable, the Mishnah should be talking in terms of pusul and kasher. I think that's what the Ran says. Machlokes is what's preferable. So you say, according to the first sheet, according to this first answer, Wherever it's applicable, it's preferable to say the Lashon of Pasul. Because that's the full pirush of the din. Right? That's the ultimate step that we're trying to achieve, is what's kosher and what's pasul. Right?
Right.
So when it can say pasul, it should. The only thing is, he's saying it's not proper, it's not shayach to say pasul before you define the thing. So once you have to define it, then you don't need to say pasul anymore, apparently. But if you define it, if you introduce it like this, as you might. But preferably you should say pasul. Yeah. Sitting down. Alright, this is Chaim Mitnick raised question. If the Masorah is coming down, is there a Masorah coming down about the height of the Sukkah or not? If there's a Masorah coming down from the height of the Sukkah, then they should know it's Pasul. They should know it's Psula. Then the Mishnah shouldn't even have to write that. Right? And if there's no Masorah coming down about the height of a Sukkah, then the Mishnah should tell you how tall to make it. Right? So, it would seem, it's a good question, but it would seem you'd have to say, That the Rabbanan and Rebbe Yehuda are not arguing about whether there was a Masorah coming down. Right? There is a Masorah coming down of 20 Amos. It's a question of if it's possible or not.
Yeah, but Rebbe Yehuda doesn't think it's
19 Amos and a 21 Amos.
It's a good question. I mean, Rashi is what? Rashi says Taima is what? Taima di de deraisa, ki demir hasam, milaman yedu dorasechem. That's definitely, so the question is what? Everybody agrees that laman yedu dorasechem means that what? Means above 20 amos is not laman yedu dorasechem.
Right?
And what? So what's the machlokes review in the chaman?
Is it the same machlokes review in the chaman here? I mean, it's not that way, right?
That's a question, what the machlokes over here is.
What does it say for what Rabbi Hudal says?
All Rashi's trying to say is that by the Rabbanan, they have to tell you about the institution itself.
Tangential question. I mean, it's a bit of a tangential question. What did Rabbi Yehuda do? When Rashi says that this meet of 20 Amos, so it's the Chachamim were coming to sit down and write this Mishnah. Right? And Rashi saying that writing it based on the level of knowledge that exists at this point. Right? And they're saying at this point, the level of knowledge is such that everybody knows about this idea of 20 Amos. And they're just coming to explain that shear of 20 Amos is psula.
Is it?
But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Did he not know about the shear?
Is it possible to explain that Rashi's way?
Right. Okay, the other way to say it is like this. It's a slightly more conceptual interpretation. Okay? And I think it avoids this problem of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. What's there? Try to satisfy first of you. So, you could say like this. So what does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean on the Mavoi side? What does he mean? He means the one who wrote the Mishnah was the first one who made up this takana of Mavoi? Right? Right? So I think he means like this. Maybe say like this. That Rashi is... You have a shot? That Rashi is saying that the Mishnah plays a dual role. It plays a dual role. It is the continuation of the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, which in that sense, it's considered in the midst of the institution. But they also represent the Chachamim, who are the Haskalah of the Rabbanans. They represent the Mishnah. The body of Mishnah can occupy two roles. It can occupy the transmission of ideas that started with Moshe, transmitting a Masorah from Moshe, but it can also be the creators of the Rabbanan institutions. And they will speak accordingly. So if the Rabbanon hold that a sukkah l'mala me'asrim amo is a psula, of course they hold it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But they're going to write it in that way. They're going to write it in that way because that's what they're doing now. What they're doing is they're commenting about prior existences, prior entities. Okay? And they're going to speak that way. I don't know if it's to indicate that or not, but they're going to speak that way. But when they're on their own, it's not shayach to speak that way. You understand? It's not really that when they sat down. Apparently when they sat down, there was the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda held there was no such a transmission from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? But that doesn't matter. Their interpretation of Bali Mesorah, they're saying this is what it really is. It is something that was known from Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, whatever it is, maybe it got lost somehow. But that's what it is, so we have a right to refer to it as a prior existence. Because we are now simply transmitting something, we're transmitting information about things that already existed. So it's shayach to speak that way. But it's not shayach them to speak that way about the Rabbanan institutions, even though they're not the ones who made the Rabbanan institution. Could be that the Rabbanan institution was generations before them, and everybody about it, and everybody now knew about it too. But as their role of, but now they have to show that they're writing the Mishnah not as Balei Mesorah of Moshe, but as a Haschala of the Rabbanan institutions. You understand? It's not these individuals, like you were saying about Truman. It's not these individuals who are writing the Mishnah. They are an institution of Chachamim, and they write in the way that they are operating. Sometimes they're operating as transmitters of Doraisa entity, transmitting information about prior entities, prior realities, and sometimes they're writing as the Haschala as Rabbanon, who are the Haschala, even though they themselves were not the Haschala.
Even if everyone knew as much about Mavoi as they did about Tzitzis, it would still be appropriate because this was an institution that the Rabbanon enacted themselves.
Tzitzis is a good question. Tzitzis doesn't fit in exactly with what I'm saying, but that would be
you know what I'm saying? Not just
correct.
Correct. Sora, but they're reflecting the role that they're playing in this institution.
Right. The Tzitzis is a little bit of a different issue. It's not a question of how they speak about puzzles or that. It's just a question of why don't they elaborate on it.
No, I'm just saying in terms of like,
right, because saying right. That's what Rashi's saying. Kan hischilu laharoscha iske mavoi vitorosov. This is the whole Torah of Mavoi is from the Bali Mishnah. Not these Bali Mishnah, but this institution of Bali Mishnah. And there was Bali Mishnah as the institution of the Rabbanans. So the Mishnah, in other words, you can open up the book of the Mishnah and you can be opening up two different books. And they're going to speak depending on which book they're writing at the time. You understand? So, and it's not Shayach in this role as the Mishnah, as the Haschalah of the whole laws, of all the laws of Mavoi, to refer to it as a prior existence. Even though the one who was actually codifying it might have known that in his day everybody was familiar with what it was. Right? I mean, when you're introducing something, you don't introduce it by what it's not. You introduce it by what it is, not by what it's not. It's certainly is not a lot more than it is.
What?
There's a lot more things that are not it than are it. So you're not going to list all the things that are not it. It's not an area of negative knowledge over here. I think the Gemara is all about face over here. That what? The second answer. Ibai Seima. That what? That by the Doraisa, you could also say Takanta. Now, truthfully, Rashi never disagreed with that, right? He never disagreed with that. Just said it would be Shayach to say Lashon of Pasul. But he never said it's not Shayach to say Takana, yeah. Right? So that side is not Keneged, the first side. But by Sukkah, one second. Just linguistically, I'm saying.
Right. It's not saying that Doraisa Namita and Takanta, in other words, that is the first priority.
I understand. I'm just saying it's not a contradiction. Just saying, not like saying in the first side lo shayach and the second side saying this shayach.
Right.
Right. But what? But by the so the question is the and by mavoi. I'm sorry, but what? But by sukkah, so why doesn't it? Because there are too many psulim over there. There are too many requirements. So it just says psula. But by mavoi, there aren't many requirements. So it tells you how to fix it. What was Rashi over here? This is a strange Rashi. Deraisa nami tani takanto. What does he mean by that?
He means only in this case.
But is that a fact? I mean, factually, are there other cases?
Do they do that?
Good. Because apparently it does say it in other places, no? I mean, is that a factual question? We have to. But the point is, that was what I said before. You know, it's you're only going to take two cases that are the same to prove your case. But once you come to the conclusion, you'll say it's the same as the other things. Right. Now, as you'll go to two identical cases to ask the question, right? But once you discover the rule, then you can say it's the same as those other cases. You wouldn't be able to prove it from the other cases because you say, you know, maybe there's something different here. But once you prove it here, now you can say it falls in line with the general rule, with the general. Now I see there is a general principle. Anyway, so go ahead. But the but over here, but by the sukkah. The Katani Asim Vishin Lo Shalosh Stefanos Shina Gavoyas Sara Chamasim Rumisilasa. So therefore, there it says Psula the Hash the Motzi. Right. Right. Interesting, Rashi. So he says you wouldn't be able to have a succinct lashon over there. It would be very wordy. You'd have to say every remedy. Right? You'd have to say every remedy. So that would be the principle, though. You should teach in with brevity. If it tells you Lamala Meyasra Mamo Yemait, so it's putting everything in there at once, right? It's defining what it is and it's telling you that it's unacceptable if it's higher than this. Right. And it's telling you what to do. Telling you what to do is always a way of right. Right, and Rashi does seem to indicate that the psula is not really that when it says psula by the mahani batakanta, don't think psula means there's no takana available.
It is interesting that by Mavoi the idea of a tikkun is.
It does seem like in terms of conveying information, you might, and the takana is a fuller expression of all the information. It does seem that way from Rashi. Well, it just seems that way just logically, right? So what's the machlokas then?
Because it's Yemayit. Isn't that indicating the best possible thing would be to do Yemayit? But it doesn't really say, and if you don't honor it, like, it's impossible. Psula says, like, a definite boundary. Like, if it's above it, possible. If it's below it, it's good.
Right.
When you say Yemayit, if they're giving you advice, like, lower it, that's the best possible thing. It's possible that if you don't lower it, maybe it's still okay. Right.
But it is defining the entire thing for you, too. It's defining the entire thing.
Psula defines it for you also.
No, Psula just tells you. Psula is a lashon of talking about it, not a lashon of laying it out. So apparently, it would seem that Rashi's the question is: as the Balei Mesora, should they indicate the fact that they are in the midst of the transmission, or can they take the role as the initiation of the Mesora too? Is that a problem for them to take that role? Should they indicate should they indicate the concept that it's a that they're not a haschala, that it's a continuation.
I looked at Megillah, they don't usually use Lashon Pesula over there.
Like what?
And all the Mishnahs just talk about what you should and shouldn't do, when you should do it, when you shouldn't
do it. So that's good.
That's very good.
Right. But unless it's going to violate another, unless it's going to violate, why does he bring in that you should always use Lashon Derech Kitzara? But apparently saying that there's also a part of the Mishnah wants to include as much information as it can, provided that it will be accurately transmitted. Mm-hmm. Right.
You might be construed as thinking that over 20 is good up on
it. No. I don't think it's construed that way, but it's not... really, it's not really commensurate with exactly what they're doing at this point. They're sort of taking the role as the initiation of the information of the Masorah.
Why is that a problem?
Not a problem, but it's not exactly what they're doing at this moment. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Just a guess. Yatosa doesn't like Rashi because he says the lashon of takanta is also good, even though it's just shaykh to say puzzle. It doesn't mean that you should, right? So why don't you just always use the same lashon, right? He's trying to look for a reason why it has to say psul over there and takanta over here. So he doesn't like the idea of the Raisa and the Rabbanan, like Rashi's interpreting it, that the Tam was given before, therefore the Torah, therefore the Mishnah is referring to it. The Mishnah should speak consistently, apparently, as we hold it, right? So he gives a funny answer, though. He wants to say that the Lashon of Takanto could imply that Bidyevet is good. Psula means it's absolutely no good. Right? The Schach this high is absolutely no good. Yemait means... we're asking you nicely, lower it. But if you don't, we're not going to. It's not a problem. So by Doraisas, they have to say psula. But doesn't he just reverse the problem on himself? And by Drabonans, they don't. Well, he's bothered with the Ibai's Zema, right? Right. He's bothered that the Lishna of the Yibay Seima doesn't change the fact that it's also Shaykh to say, that you see from the Yibay Seima that it's Shaykh to say Takanta by the Daraisa too. Right? Right. It seems like Tosa is learning that Takanta is always the preference. The only question between the first answer and second answer is, are you worried that it implies Bidi Evid?